Today's daf is Gittin daf Mem Dalet, and we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We just had the Mishnah, which talks about the Knas, the Isser of selling one's Eved to Chutz La'aretz or to one of the Oved Kochavim, a non-Jew. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, Yatza ben Chorin, the Eved goes free. Why does the Eved go free? What does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to sell an Oved Kochavim, Eved Kanani, to Chutz La'aretz? It's a Knas to Rabbanan, because this is Mafkia the Eved from Mitzvos. That's the Rashi's Lashon, Knas Chachamimu, Hov Hifkia Min HaMitzvos. And we met, and Fechein L'chutz La'aretz, Yatza L'cheirus, says Rashi, Mebnei Shehotzio Me'aretz L'chutz La'aretz. And as we said, the Pashas is the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and living in Eretz Yisrael, as we had earlier back in the first parak, that you're even Amir La'akum is allowed in order to write a Shtar Kinyan on Shabbos, Amir La'akam B'makam Yishev Eretz Yisrael. But we mentioned the Tosfos Rid here specifies the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, not just the mitzvah of, or not the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, which is a discussion why he chooses that, and not the more general issue. Okay, so Tanur Rabbanan, we're up to the two dots, five lines after the Mishnah. Lava alav min ovi kochavim. So this whole first Amud, as we're going to talk about, are different permutations. Is this considered a mechira? Is this considered a sale that would be included in the Knas de Rabbanan or not? Right, various cases that are not exactly sales. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, lava alav min ovi kochavim. What happens if a Jew borrows money from an ovi kochavim and makes the Eved the mashkon? Lava alav min ovi kochavim. So is that called a sale, giving over the Eved? Kiva cha'asa la ovi kochavim nimuso, yatza l'cheiris. Well, once the ovi kochavim does his nimus to the Eved, so then it's already considered a sale, and yatza l'cheiris, then the knas kicks in and the Eved goes free. My nimuso, what does nimuso mean? What do you mean the ovi kochavim does his nimus? Amrafuna, bar Yehuda nashki. What's Nashki? Says Rashi, third to last skinny line. Chosam v'simin avdus. Shetolun la'avadim bitzavarehem. Some type of symbol of servitude that used to be a type of necklace that used to hang on the Eved. Maybe it was like a symbol of a yoke, like an animal has. And that's a symbol of Avdus. And once the guy puts that on the Eved, it's as if it's the guy's already, and therefore the Knas kicks in, and the master would have to be Motzi L'Cheiris. And we find elsewhere in Shas, the Gemara talking about Simanim of Avdus. Remember the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that talks about Kavla da Avda, right? A certain type of signet. And the Shaila was whether one is allowed to wear that signet in public without an Erev. Is that considered a Masa? Is that considered not a Masa? And the Arachayim HaKadosh at the end of Parsha Shlach, who suggests, based on the Rashi there, that our Kavla we also have a Kavla Da'avda. We also have a Simon of Avdos, and that's Tzitzis. That's it. Because if you look at the last Rashis on Parsha Shlach, on the third Parsha of Kriyashma, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of tzitzis as we left Mitzrayim. Right, well, and the Tchelas, Domaliyav, Domalurkiyah, Domalikisiyah Kavid, tzitzis is our Kavla Da'avda. That's our Simon of Avdus, and that's how it connects to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? We think many mitzvahs that are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, as the Ramban discusses in Parshas Bo, but tzitzis, usually, it's hard to know, how is tzitzis Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Pasuk says it. And that's where the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled from. So says the Arachayim HaKadosh there, and the Rav Soloveitchik also writes this in one of his Mamarim. Tzitzis, that's our Simen of Avdus, like that's our Nashki, as the Gemara talks about here. And that's why it has a much symbolic nature, the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So, says the Gemara, that's the first suggestion, what Nimuso is. Right when the Ovi Kochavim puts the Simon of Avdus on his Eved Kenani, that's as if it's a Mechira already, and therefore the Knas kicks in. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Sheshes, is that really true? But look at the following Brisa, Ha'arisin v'ha'chakiros. Different types of sharecroppers. Arisin, if there is a Jew that is working for a guy in Eretz Yisrael, he's working on a guy's land in Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi assumes that the Man D'Amar, this Brisa holds, first medium line in Rashi, Yesh Kenyan La'akum Be'eretz La'afkia Midei Meiser, that a guy's ownership has the power to undo the Kedushas Ha'aretz Legabe, the Mitzvahs HaTuliyas Ba'aretz. A sugi that's going to come up, Be'ed Hashem, in a couple of days. But Rashi holds, this opinion is holding, a guy's field is not Chayav in Shubas and Maestras. So, says the Brisa, if that is true, Arisin, if one has a Jew that is working for a guy, and he's going to give him a certain percentage of the yibul, of the produce, vahachakiros, or a sharecropper where he pays a set amount in order to get all the profit himself. Va'arisei batei avos, even if it's a family of Arisin that goes back generations, that this Jewish family always worked on this non-Jew's property. In any of these cases, there you might say that it's a non-Jew's land, so to speak. He's renting it, he's working on it. Let's see what the Brisa says. V'yovei kochavim shem mishkan sadehu li Yisrael, or a guy borrows money from a Jew. And as a mashkon, as a collateral, the guy gives the land to a Yisrael. So in all of these cases, the Jew has some type of achiza on the land, yet the Brisa says, af al pi she'asa lo nimuso, p'turim min ha'maaser. Even if the Jew does his nimus, p'turim min ha'maaser, there's still no chiyuv in maaseris. So wait a minute, asked the Gemara. Why is it, in the first case, by an Eved, once the master does his nimus to the Eved, it is considered the guy's, regarding mechiras Eved Kenani Lugoi, while here, by the land, if a Jew does his nimus, so it doesn't work. Number one, there's a stira. Number two, well, how do you put a simen avdos onto a piece of land? If nimus means nashki, a piece of a simen avdos, so how does that work here? V'isal kataitach nashki, sada bas nashki hi? Can you make an eved do a simen avdos on the land as an inanimate object? Or you can't do anything. So Ella, we have to give a different pshat to nashki. Ella, salk, Ella amar b'sheshes, zman. What it means is a date. If you write a date in the shtar that says that if you don't pay me back, then this can be yours after that date. The zman in the shtar. That is what nashki is. Rashi says, last medium line, imlo praticha lizman ploni hechal lecha. That's enough to be considered yours. So now the Gemara says, so kash zman azman. So far we explained what it is, but we have a stira. If the guy puts the date in by the Eved case, where we have an Eved case and we have a Karka case. In the Eved case, then it is enough to be considered Shel Akum. In the Karka case, it is not enough to be considered Shel Yehudi. So, which is it? Says the Gemara, a couple of answers. Lo kasha ka ha demata zimne ha delomata zimne. Depends if that date has passed yet. If the date, meaning there's no fundamental difference between Eved and Karka, the difference is whether the time has passed. If the time has passed, so then it belongs to the creditor, because he could take the mashko now, and it's finished. But if the time hasn't come yet, said it does not belong to the creditor yet, it doesn't belong to the Jew, and therefore it's not called a mechir. Remember, we had a couple of, a week ago or so, we had the dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak, of Baal Chov Kone Mashkon. Even before Mata Zimne, on some conceptual level, the Baal Chov does have some type of kinyan, right? We had that based on the Pasuk Gulacha, Tiet Staka, by giving it back. The Torah says that we're righteous. If it belongs to him, how righteous am I? Of course I have to give it back. So the Gemara there has the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, Baal Chov Kone Mashkon, and the Machlokas we shown him, how far do you take that din of Baal Chov Kone Mashkon? Is it the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph? That's where we have the din, and we have the machlokas. We showed him how far is that. What level kinyan does a Baal Chov have? Does he have a kinyan like a Shoel, the highest level? Does he have a kinyan like a Shomer Sachar? Like Tosfos says, that is the sugya of Baal Chov Kone Mashkon. So here the Gemara says, separate from that, this is the difference between before and after the time has arrived. Number one, says the Gemara, Ela Gabi Eved, Demata Zimne Tzvichal Meimar. What's the chiddush then? If I say that if I don't pay you back by a certain time, you can keep my Eved. And then the time comes. So the Brisa has to say that in that case it's called a Mechira of an Eved. Of course that is. It's after the time, you can keep it. So the Gemara says, Ela idi v'idi delomata zimna. You're right. Both Brisas about the Eved and about the Karka is a case where the time did not come yet. Because if it came already, then it would be a Dover Pashut. So it's before. But v'lokasha halagufa the halapera. There's a difference. In the case of the Eved, the Ovid Kochavim is going to be able to keep the Eved, period. It's his, Lagufo. And therefore, that's called a Mechira, and that's considered in the Knas, and one would have to be Meshachra, the Eved, in that case. But halapera, in the case of the field, it's not that the Jew is getting the Karka. The karka is owned by the guy, but the Jew is just going to be able to get some of the fruit, and therefore, again, it is not going to be considered a sale. Answer one, v'ibayasema, or the other answer, v'shalava almanas lamashkeno v'lo mishkeno. The time has come. He was a malve. He lent it to him, almanas, to take the mashkon. But the mashkon was not taken. He didn't take it yet. The Jew did not enjoy the produce yet, and the guy did not take the Eved yet. So in the case of the Eved, he can't take the Eved. And that ability makes it considered a Mechira. And therefore, the Knas kicks in. Masha'ekein, by the Karka case, even if a Jew would already take the Karka, it's still Peturim and a Meiser. It was still owned by the non-Jew. And therefore, it's not going to make a difference. Says Rashi, if you look here, Vahadiktani, third line on top. Vahadiktani, Peturim and Amaiser, calls Manshal Abba Yisrael Mishkano, Da Afagav Demata Zimne, Habe Becheska, So Viko Chavim. There's a difference. Even if the time has come, it's still not going to be owned by a Jew. And even if Yisrael would take it, it would be Peturim and Amaiser. So there's a difference. Fundamentally, behind this difference might be Daraisa Durabanan. Right, that's a difference that we're talking about here. Also, the case of the Mishko Tzadeh Yisrael, we're talking about a Din Daraisa, Peturim and Amaiser, or Chayim and Amaiser, Pashtus. While our case is a Durabanan, that might be behind this last answer. The Pnei Yeshua here discusses. So we're talking about the Zman. That's what we ended up saying. That's what Nimuso is. If you write Zman in it. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the simple reading of the Gemara is that there's no Me'achshav here. It's not like it's going to go retroactively. Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. And if it does, then for sure it's going to be owned from the previous time. So there's no Me'achshav here. So if that's true, so why isn't there a problem of Asmachta? Smachta is the sugya that comes up in Sanhedrin and elsewhere. The sugya of the Gemara there talks about what happens if I say here, let's say I owe you 100 and I only have 50. So I say here, take 50 now, give the shtar to a third party. And we tell the third party, you know, if I don't pay back the other 50 in a month, then give him back the shtar and he'll be able to even get back 100. Which he doesn't have, I don't have any plans not to pay back the other 50. But what happens if I don't? Then the shlish is going to give back that shtar and he's going to be able to collect even more. So that's an example, potentially, of asmachta, where I commit to something now based on a future event that I don't know for sure what's going to happen, right? The issue of gambling. I commit now based on a future event that might or might not occur. I might win, I might lose. So ask the Ars the Pnei Yeshua here. Is this a case of asmachta? You designate the Eved and say that if I don't pay you back, I'm not planning not to pay you back, but is this a case of asmachta? So explains the Pnei Yeshua, no, because this is what we would call a mashkon. A mashkon apotiki. Remember we discussed three cases of mashkon a couple of days ago. Says the Pnei Yeshua, v'lesbe mishum asmachta, v'ayinu t'kama reish perek ezon, rapapa beperek ezon eshech, t'amar rabbanon asmachta lokanya apotiki miyahave l'migve minei. V'ayinu, even if you want to say it could smack of asmachta by a mashkon, hainu le'inyin im shaveh hamashkon yoser al demechovo. If the mashkon is worth more than the actual loan, that could run into problems. That could run into ribbis problems also. Aval keneged ma'osav avadekana. But if it sure works, keneged ma'osav, exactly equal to what the loan is, and that's what you can say he's talking about here, and that's why there's no issue of asmachta in this regard. And then he says, V'kol shekein, dosi shaper tfei, l'shitas asofrim, dein din asmachta ba'akum. That's a machlokas, whether there is an asmachta when it comes to non-Jews, loshna akum yisrov, loshna yisrov me'akum, that wouldn't be a problem, because that's what also we are talking about here. Again, asmachta is a crucial issue. The case that asmachta is always learned with the sugya of tnai, the sugya of breira, those are the three sugyas that overlap, having to do with something happening now, which is affected by something that happens in the future. I make a tanai today based on whether it's going to rain in a week from now. Breira, obviously, that's the whole mahus of what Breira is about. Those three topics should be looked at together. And specifically, asmachta is what he brought up, but asmachta we paskin is lokanya. Except, the Shulchan Aruch says one exception, litzaka. When stock, asmachta stokas kanya, because asmachta represents lack of gemiras das. Well, Chazal assume that person doesn't have full gemiras das to give something, even if they know it's based on a future event and they have no control of it. But litstaka, a person always wants to give stucka. And that's where asmachta stokas kanya for an organization to have some type of raffle, to have some type of, contest, that's not a problem. If the money's going to go straight to stucka, that's not a problem. Asmachta litstaka is kanya. Okay, says the Brisa on top. Tana Rabbanan. Gavo, other cases. Whether this is considered within the Knas Rabbanan. Gavo, Bechovo, Oshalacho, Sikrikon. If the non-Jew collected the Eved within his chov. Not that the Jew gave him a choice. The Jew didn't designate, didn't make him a mashkon, but the guy just came and took him. Gavo b'chovo, that he had on a Jew, but he didn't sell him. Oshelacho sikrikon, or some henchmen, some strongmen came. Sikrikon came and took him. Why? What's the case? Rashi says, they were going to come kill the Jew. And the Jew says, no, take my Eved instead. Not to kill the Eved. Right, that's a whole shaila. You'll have to save yourself with someone else. That's my chazis. Who says that your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. But this is a case where it wasn't a case where they were going to kill the Eved. So they said, take the Eved. So is that called mechira? Is that called giving that one would have to free their Eved? Lo yasa l'cheiris. No, that was an ones. Case of ones, then it's not in control. So therefore, even if you want to say it's like a mechira, or it's paying back for ones, and therefore that would not be called a maisa. Says the Gemara, ubechovo lo, right? What about, is that really true that regarding a chov, if it's collected, lo yatzal acheris for a mini, but we have another brisa that says, haresha unso base hamelagarno, if the base malchus forcibly took your granary, took the goren, in bechovo, if they took it, bechovo, chayev la'aser, then it's still considered a normal legal transaction, which you have to take maisers from. So you see that, even though it was taken bechovo, against your will, chayev la'aser, in ba'an paros, but if it was taken forcibly, where Rashi says, hefsid, right, you're losing something, you have a net loss, and they took all your grain, patim la'aser, then that's just a pirate taking, and therefore you wouldn't, it's not called a sale, you wouldn't have to take off maestros. So Kasha, we just said that if they take it bechovo forcibly, by the case of the Eved, lo yatsa l'cheiris, and here, by the case of the land, it is called a sale if they take it bechovo. Answer, shiny hasam, no, over there by the land is different, to come mishtar shile. You do get some benefit from it. Meaning, you get benefit from the, it was all taken, and now you're not going to have to take off chumas and maestros from that. You do get some benefit from it, so therefore, midrabanan, we say you should take off some maestros and pay it to the matnas kohanim or the levium, whoever is supposed to get it. The Ritva here notes the Gemara says elsewhere. Gemara says if you are goren chulin, what happens if I eat matnas kahuna? Ochel matnas kahuna. Let's say I have a zro l'chayim and the keva. I'm supposed to give from every chulin animal to the kohen. The Gemara says Ochel ma or mazik manas kuhuna pater, right? Even though I get benefit, right? So just because you get benefit from something at the expense of the kohanim and levim doesn't mean you always have to pay them back. So here it was taken in your chov. So the Gemara says mishtar shilei, so you should really pay. But what do you mean? Says the Ritva, v'yafa gavda hamazik manas kuhuna osha achlan pater v'yafa gavda achlan hamishtar shilei. You don't have to eat lunch today from anything else, right? You ate the manas kuhuna. Says the Ritva, to try to see what he means, this is what he says, Ika lemeimar, the shiny hasam, over there where you ate the matnas kahuna is different, because it no longer exists. Dekivon shekilon min ha'olam, kemazik chashiv, v'hatora pater es ha'mazik. There's a special limud, learned out there, in Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Lamid, that if you're mazik matnas kahuna, you're going to be pater. Here you are a mazik. Here it still exists. It's just not in your reshus. Is it still here? There's a special din about mazik. Mazik manas kahuna. If you're mazik them, even if you enjoy them, even if you get benefit from them, you're going to be putter. That's a special din of manas kahuna. We're not talking about manas kahuna truma. Truma is misa v'dei shamayim. Or you have to pay chomesh if you ate that. But we're talking about the other manas kahuna. So the special din, the Ritva says, that by a case of mazik, it would be pater. Good. Stop there for a moment. So this Gemara that we're talking about here, you know, let's just do one more line and then we'll make a comment. Tashma, let's try again. In terms of, what are we dealing with? A violation, so to speak, of giving over an eved ba'ones, when it's out of your control. Tashma, damar, av, amokher, avdo, leparhang, ovid kochavim. What's a parhang? Rashi says, parhang, meitzik, visam alilos. Someone who is a type of slanderer, sometimes a blackmailer, right? Somebody who's going to, right, the alilos, that's from Kiseitse, by Motzi Shemra. Visam alilos dvarim. Umachro lo b'dme an peruso shehe alilolav. And instead of, he has this information or even misinformation about you, and you give him the eved so that he doesn't make up the story or go to certain authorities and mess up your life. So amocher avdol parhago v'kachavim yatzal acherus. Again we see, it's a type of ones, and it's still called a mechira, and it would be included in the sale. Answer, hasam havele lefayis lefayis. You could have had other ways to get out of it. That's why. You didn't have to give the eved. You could have given other properties. Gufa and Amar Rav Amocher Avdo Leparhago Vekachav Yatzal Lecheres. My Avdo Lemevid. What should he have done? Havi Lelefayis Velopiyes. He should have done that, period. So this is a discussion of violating, in quotes, violating an Issa Derabanan Ba'ones. So there you have no choice. You have no choice. There is an interesting discussion in the postgame. What about violating an Issa Derabanan B'Shogeg? Right, this is Ba'ones. What about Shogeg? There is a question. Do you have to do Tshuva if I violate an Issa D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg? If I violate an Issa D'Araisa B'Shogeg, I have to do Tshuva, right? Chilul Shabbos B'Shogeg. I don't realize it's Shabbos. I don't realize this is Asar on Shabbos. That's a Chayiv Chatas, for sure. The Shaila is, what about an Issa D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg? Does one have to do Tshuva for that? And that is the Rambam quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Choshe Mishpat, and this is what the Nesivus picks up on. Discussed this in the past. Find it. The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Reish. In Reish Lamedalin. Reish Lamedalin. What happens if somebody sells somebody else fruit that ends up being not kosher? But B'Shogeg. They do it on purpose. I sell somebody fruit. So does he get his money back? Is that a Mekach Tos? Says the Rambam, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, if the fruit were Asur Daraisa, Mechatos, you gotta give the money back. Aval, Hamocher Davar Lechavero, She Isser Achilaso Midivre Sofrim, if the Isser is only Midra, this is Rambam Hilchas Bechira, Perak Tezayin, Halacha Yudalin. Right, that is the Rambam that I'm reading. So, Imayo Aperis Kayamim, if the fruit are still there, you didn't eat it yet, Machzer Az Aperis Motel's Damav, then fine, you get it back. You get back the fruit, you get the money back. Vim Achlam, Achal. And if you ate the fruit already, the buyer already ate the fruit, he ate it. The Ein Hamocher Machzer Lo Klum. Doesn't have to give anything back. Ask the Nesivus, what's the difference? What's the difference between something being Asur Daraisa or Asur Rabbanan? So that's where the Nesivus says that if you do an Isur, if I had Isur Daraisa, if I violated, so I did something wrong, and you're responsible for my Avera. So you have to pay me back. It's your fault. I ate this Isur, even though I had no idea it was Asur, but that's an Isur Daraisa B'Shogeg, and you have to pay me back. But if it's an Isur Drabanan B'Shogeg, suggest the Nesivus, you don't even need Tshuva for that. Why? Because part of the ingredient of violating an Isur Drabanan is the Kavana of violating the Drabanan. That's part of the definition of the Avera. By an Avera Midaraisa, even if I didn't have Kavana, I did the Avera. Hashem says this is Asur. So even if I didn't realize it, it's terrible. But part of the Isur Drabanan is the Maisa Mered element of it, and therefore if I did it B'Shogeg, says the Nesivus, one would not have to do any tshuva. The Efshar, says the Nesivus, right there, the after be Isuri Torah, afilu achlam b'shogeg, tzorach kapara, v'tshuva lahagin ala Isurim. Right, you know that from Chattos, you know that from Ashim Talui, mikal makom be'isur derabanan, ein tzorach shum kapara, uki'ilu lo avar dami. It's as if you didn't violate. And then he quotes from the Gemara, Erevin daf mem zayin, by Isurei Drabanan, in certain cases, Avdinan Uvda, Vahadar Moskin and Tiyufta. Then he asks Kashus. Rabbi by Darai says, no, you gotta ask the Shaila first before you do it. So he says, you see that from the Shulchan Aruch. The Meshach Chachma quotes this Nesivus. In one line, he says, also look in the Nesivus. when he talks in the discussion about Lo Sasur, right? The Kasha of the Ramban on the Rambam, how is it that the Rambam says, every time I violate an Issa Darabanan, I'm also doing an Issa Daraisa, so where do you ever have the principle of Sabi Darabanan Lakula? If you always have every Darabanan equals a Daraisa, that's the Bomb Kasha, the strong question of the Ramban against the Rambam. And the most popular answer given, the Ramban himself suggests this in one line, but the Meshech Chachma at length discusses this in Parsha Shoftim. He says, no, the Rambam is saying, if you violated a Vada Yisa Drabanan, then you violate a Vada Yisa Daraisa. But if you only did if it's a case of Suffolk, so that's similar, the same idea kind of that the Nesiva says, if it's only a Suffolk, then my violation is not considered a Maisa merit against the rabbis. Because I'm not sure if it is us or not. So Mamela, a Suffolk is a Drabanan, turns into a Vadai Heter. And that's why your Rambam would say a Vadai Drabanan is a Vadai Daraisa, but a Suffolk Drabanan is nothing. Because the Maisa merit element is not there. Because it's not about the content of what they're saying. It's that you listen to them. And he gives the mashal of Morid B'Malchus. If the king tells me that I want to build a road through my backyard. So if somebody violates that, then the Chayim Misa. What, does Hashem really care about the road through the backyard? No. It's the issue of listening to the king. So too, it's listening to the rabbis. So our Gemara is talking about violating the Issa D'Rabbanan Ba'ones. That's for sure out of one's control. You don't need tshuva for that. But the question is, what about shogeg? That's what we just spoke about. The big three Ba'ones, that might be a separate issue. If somebody violates one of the big three bonies that you're supposed to give one's life, so that's a shy. The Rambam says you're Machal Shem Shemayim, you're Rachman Olasan if somebody does that, but that is related to Isuri Drabanan. Let's continue. So the Gemara continues now with other permutations. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Machru L'Shloshim Yomahu. What if Eved is sold for 30 days? So is that enough to also be Konesim to free him? Tashma. What about our case? When you give it to this, this blackmailer. So do we say, do we assume the Gemara's Havamin is that it's a temporary measure. He's going to give it back. So you see, still Yotze Lecherus. Answer, no. Hasan, but Parang, Ovikochavim, Shino Choseris. That can be permanent. And that's why it would be a problem. Period. Machro Chutz Mimalachto Mahu. What if you sell the Eved chutz mimalachto? Meaning, you only sell him with rights that the master could give him a shifcha to have children with. But he's not going to work him, and therefore he's not going to make him violate any mitzvos. So the whole point is the hafkiyah min mitzvos. But here he wouldn't. Chutz min mitzvos ma. What if he makes a condition excluding mitzvos? Meaning, my Eved is going to be able to do all the mitzvos that he's able to do. Chutz mi shabbosos v'yom tovim ma'u. What if he's going to be able to keep Shabbos? Leger toshav. What about selling him to a ger toshav? Is that included also? Li Yisrael mumar mahu, lekusi mahu. What about to a heretic? What about to a kusi? Right, that we discussed this back in the first parak also. So pasha miyachad. At least try to answer one of them. Ger toshav. How are you kovik ochavim? Kusi Yisrael mumar army la kovik ochavim va army la ki Yisrael. Right, different day is what exactly they are considered. Rashi here says, as he says a few times in Shas, whenever a Ger Toshav is mentioned, there is a mystery why Rashi says this. What is a Ger Toshav? That's a machlokas in Mesechas of Adazara, Daf Samach Dalad. Whether a Ger Toshav is somebody who accepts to keep Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, that's the most commonly accepted Shita. And that is the Shita quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Where does Shulchan Aruch talk about Ger Toshav? In Hilchos Yayin Nesach. Right, whether a ger toshav touches wine in Yoredei Kuf Chav Dalid, so there the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of most Rishonim that a ger toshav is somebody who accepts to keep Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Rashi though holds like another opinion quoted there. Rashi says it here too. Rashi says leger toshav shekibel alav shelo lavod avodas kochavim vochan avelus. Just avodas zara. That's what he accepted. That's enough to be a ger toshav. That's one of the days in the Tanaim there. So it's a machlokas Rishonim and a machlokas Tanam and a machlokas Rishonim. The Menachas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, has a beautiful ma'amar in Parshas Noach, where he talks about a topic that is not so commonly discussed by the other Achronim, and that is a Ger Toshav a separate status in terms of Chaloshem? A Jew, a non-Jew can become a Jew, that's a Geirus. Becoming a Ger Toshav, is that an acceptance? Is that a Mixas Geirus? Right, then there's a discussion whether a ger toshav has to accept to be a ger toshav in front of three people. So that kind of seems like it is a Chaloshem, the Yeshlach Karbi, so din Gertosha. This is in Bereshit Siman Zayin. Haim ze chalos kamo geiras gemura, dumya de Gert Tzedek, shenasek Yisrael, l'chol davar, umischaya v'chol dini atara, v'eni yochol lachzer bo. Just like a Jew can't be chozer bo once he becomes a Jew, so too, a Gertoshav, nehefach minachri le Gertoshav, v'eni yochol shav lachzer bo. Or not, no, Gertoshav, either a Jew or non-Jew. You don't have a chaloshem Gertoshav. You have behavioral. It's behavioral, but it's not a status. Oh, Shema Zeh Shem V'Torah Bilvad. To call Zman Shemekayim Shem Mitzvah Meinoach Nikrab Shem Gertoshav. Uberega Shepirek Me'alav Ol Mitzvosav Pakamine Din Gertoshav V'Nasa Kishar B'Nei Amoach V'Ein Dir Gertoshav Chalosh V'Shinui B'Gufa Adam. And Kedarka Vakodesh, he quotes many rayas relating to this. Many of them, he quotes the Meiri in Yevamos. Debizman hazeh ein noy din gertoshav de ein mekablin ger lachatzoin. That's a beautiful lashon, right? A gertoshav is a ger lachatzoin. He quotes a kesef mishnah yatsu michlal zayin amamim fahariheh kibnei noach aksherim. Right, that's another idea. Gertoshav and bnei noach. The ritva in Makas Daf Tes has three different levels. There's umos haolam akum. There's gertoshav. There is ben noach. Right? What's the? Is there a difference between all of those? You can do it, but not accept it. So there's a very exciting issue. There's a, just throw in one more Rashi. Whenever you talk about Gertoshav, there's a Rashi again, an incredible Rashi in Yevamos Daf Memches. Rashi there says, right when a Gertoshav accepts to be a Gertoshav, he has to keep Shabbos. Has to keep Shabbos. That's not in the Gemara. That's what Rashi says. Mem ches amabes. Gertoshav shekiba olav sholav and avodas kochavim v'ochal nevelus. That's Rashi Shita. V'hisiru akasav ala Shabbos. The mechalas ha Shabbos. Ka'obi avodas kochavim. Unbelievable. Where does Rashi get that from? Sir of Gusman in Bamitzia has a long arichas on Gertoshav. So he says, Rashi himself explains it. What did Rashi just say in the last line? The mechalas ha Shabbos. Ka'obi avodas kochavim. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos, B'toras Shabbos. He has to keep it B'toras Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that's why once he accepts not to be an Obed Avodah Zarah, he has to keep Shabbos. Right. He still has to explain. A regular guy also, any guy is not allowed to, is not allowed to be Obed Avodah Zarah. And yet a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Right. It's just the opposite. So a regular Avodah Zarah of the Sheva Mitzvos Be'Noach doesn't include Shabbos. All of a sudden, the Avodah Zarah of Gertoshav includes Shabbos. Someone has a higher standard. Interesting. I'm sorry?
Just
the rices. Just the rices? I don't know. Well, lechora, I mean, but you have to, Rashi doesn't explain it. Right? I have to work out what that Rashi means. If I violate the Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos, is that a violation of Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? So that relates to the Durabanans affecting the rices. Once the rabbis create something, does it have the rices status? Okay, let's continue. In these cases where he is Yotze Lecheres,
what's his status?
He is, well, once he's Yotze, well, that's the general din of Evan Kanani, that's Yotze Lecheres. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about, we encourage him to be Tovel again and to become a full Jew.
Even under these conditions where he's
Tovel. Anytime there's Yotze Lecheres. Anytime there's Yotze Lecheres. It's going to be more difficult for him if he's out there. And a Jew might not have control to be Mishacharim if he's still by a guy. The case must be where he eventually gets free and a Jew has the possibility of taking him back. That's where he has to be Motzi him Lecheres. Viter, two dots. Boy mine, meri bi'ami. Eved, shehi pelatzmo legayasos. What happens if an Eved allows himself and he's taken by armies? Vein rabo yachalot siya lo bedina yisro v'lo bedina yovik ochavim. Mao shehi tolos damav. If an army takes the Eved and there's no way that the owner can get him back. Can't get him back. There's no way it's happening. Could he take money for the Eved? They're not willing to give him back, but they're willing to pay him for it. Is that called money as of a sale? Would that be usher? Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu or Rabzuka? Puk ayin b'mechilteh. Go search for the answer. Nafak dak v'ashkach. He found the answer. To Tanya, the Brisa says, Hamocher beiso lo v'kochavim. If somebody sells a house to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael for nothing, meaning not for any sara gadol, and Rashi quotes, and he violates the isra of lo sachanim, one of the three dayas in Avodah Zarah daf chaf, lo titin lem chanaya b'karka. Don't give them an achiza in the land. So if somebody violates this Isser Durabana, this Isser of Losachanim, Dama Vasurin, the money is Asur. Va'ovik ochavim sha'anas beiso shel Yisrael. And the same, if an ovik ochavim is ma'anis and takes the house, ve'ein ba'alav yachol lotzi lo bedinin Yisrael v'lo bedinin ochavim, mutu litolos damav. Even though it's a daraisa to sell, but if he takes it forcibly, so then the money, you're allowed to take money for it. Ve'kosev u'mala ba'arkaos shelahen, and you're even allowed to work out the documentation in the arkaos, me'bnei shehu kamatzel miyadam. Because this is the only way to get your money. So you see, violating an isser of a sale, if you don't have a choice, is not called a violation, and you're allowed to take the money. So if it applies by the daraisas of los achanim, surely it should apply to the drabanan of selling your eved. Gemara says no. V'dil mahani mili bias. Maybe a house is different. Tekivan de lo sagi le below bias. Lo asi lesvune. Everybody needs a house. So it's not so common to sell your house. So maybe the other abundant said you could take the money because it's mostly de lo shchicha. Aval avda, de sagi le below avda, asi lesvune. Maybe by an eved, where it would be more common, you don't need an eved to live, so maybe the rabbanan would say you can't, because you might come to sell it willingly. Olo, or maybe you don't say that. So Shalach Lu, Rabbi Ami said the following psak. Mini Ami Barnasan, Torah Yotzeis L'chol Yisrael, I hope this psak is going to go out to all the Jewish people. Eved Chi Balaswa L'gayasos Vein Rabbi Yachol Otzia Lo Bedini Yisrael V'lo Bedini Ovo the Kochavim, Mutter Litol Esdamav. You're allowed to. It would be mutter, it would be allowed. There was a case, the Chashukei Chemed of Zoberstein here discusses, the case of Sheila. It must have been in the time of the British, right, before the state. Nachrim iltsu Yehudilim Karlohem, which is the case here. Yeah, Yeah, Chubazu Kein Shelazun Zarbe Ira Kodesh Yafo. Kasher Sareha Ir Hechlitu Lasos Mesilas Barzel Lerakevet Miyafo Lirushalayim. Somebody had a house in Yafo, and they wanted to build a train right through his house. So you gotta sell it to the government. But it must have been, right, the non-Jewish government must have been the British before, and they were building a train. Ulitsarakach Yitzrichim Laharos Batim Lasos Sham Tachanata Rakavot.
We're going to take it anyway. We're not going to pay you.
So if you give it now willingly, we'll give you some money for it. But if you cause problems, we're not even going to pay you for it. So he says, what's the halacha? Show El Koganim Rasholim Karlohem, ki Yafo Ha'ir, Laretz Yisrael Techashev, Uberetz Yisrael Asholim Karlohem, ki Mavur Begitin Daf Mem Dalid, Mocher Beis Lovik Achavim. So he quotes from a number of achronim, from Rav Chaim Berlin, from the Nishmas Chaim, from others, that there are heterim. Look at our Gemara. If you're going to lose the money in any case, then you can take the money. Kamatzel miyadam. And then anyway, he quotes that the whole svara here, the whole there is just taking it for, you know, stealing your money. Here, anyway, this isn't bechinam, this is a tzarech gadol, tzarech rabim. You're building it for the train, right? It's tovas ha-memshala, right? Bezman hazeh shen esraba mischar yizlachin b'nei Yisrael ha-rakevet titzrom li-yishav Eretz Yisrael. Mehani taim anir shemutar. You're allowed to do it, and you're allowed to get the mechir, and therefore it would be okay. And he relates this to a case of selling a sefer Torah, but that is the Chashuk Echemed. There's another case there, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara, Amar B'shua ben Levi. So if somebody sells the Eved to an Ovik Ochavim, so how much do we force him to get the Eved back to then have to free him? Up until 100 times. Gotta get him back. Dafko lav dafka. Is that just an exaggeration? Or is that literal? Tashma, the Amarish Lakish, Hamocher Behemagasa Lovik Ochavim. There's another Isid Rabbanan. You're not allowed to sell a Behemagasa to a non-Jew. Why? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has 3 days. You might come to rent out a behemagasa, lend out a behemagasa to a non-Jew on Shabbos, then it'll be your animal working on Shabbos, which is usser, or you might sell it to him right before Shabbos, and then he'll ask you how to work it, and then you'll call to the animal once it's already Shabbos, and the animal will work for you on Shabbos. So because of all these gzeiros d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to. So what if you did? You gotta get it back till 10 times. So it's not literal. That was 100 times, but you see, it's 10 times. The Gemara says, no, but Dilma Shani Eved. Maybe the Eved is worse to call Yom of Yom Afilemi Mitzvahs. You can't bring a riot that 100 is not Dafka, because maybe the Eved is worse, because you're being Mafkiim for Mitzvahs every day. Viga Damri, or maybe a different version of the conversation. Amr Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Hamokar Adolovik Ochavim Kozer Oso Ad Asar Bedamav. 10 times. Dafka olav dafka. Toshma, damareish lokesh. Shemokha meimu gasla vikachavim konzeroso an meyeb damao. Right, the opposite. There it's 100 times. So Gemara again says, shani evid delohadarle. Again, no raya. Maybe the eved is different because by an eved, he's going to redeem him to then set him free. So we're not going to be so harsh on him to redeem him because you're not going to get anything out of it. By a behema, you're going to get your animal back. So v'al behema time of mind mishum dehajole. What? So by an animal, we would be more makeup because it goes back. Look at the tvechad. But if it's just a quantitative issue of losing total money or not, 10 to 100, that's a major difference, right? It should be just a little more. So it can't just be a quantitative leap. Ella says the Gemara must be qualitative. Eved milsa de lo shchicha, or milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer be'rabanan. The Eved case is milsa de lo shchicha, and that's why it's much less. Nothing to do with the amount of hadar be or lo hadar be, so you can't compare it to the case of the behema. Period. Boy minei mit Rabbi Yirmiyah mei Rabbi Asi. Machar avdo v'mes. Ma'o shiknesu as b'no acharav. Somebody sells their Eved, but then he dies. So the Gemara is going to get into now, by many different knasos in halacha, are we kones the children? Kones, is the fine pass down? So in this case, are we kones the children? Are we kones the children to do what? To redeem him, Rashi says. Livdoso. Right, you could have said, are we kones the children? L'shachmaro. Right, also. But Rashi says the case is, livdoso. Do we force the children? And the Gemara says, well, this is related to other discussions of knasos elsewhere. In Dimsalomar, if you want to, even if you say, Tsaram Ozen Bechor Vames, Kanso Bano Acharav, there is an Isidaraisa of putting a mum into an animal. Rashi, the second to last line, quotes the Pasuk, Kol Mum Lo Yihye Bo. Right, and that's counted. The Sefer HaChinuch counts that in mitzvah, Shreish Pei Zayin, in Isser Daraisa, to put a mum into an animal. Most of the time, why would I want to put a mum into an animal? Right, I'm being makrovit. Bechor, that's what I would want. Because we know Bechor, special din, a Bechor that gets a mum becomes Mamono Shel Kohen. It's the only one that you don't have to redeem it. Automatic. So, Kohanim, or Chashudim, to put mum into their animals. That's an Isser Daraisa. Isser Daraisa of putting a mum b'kachim. There is a controversy about Bizman Hazeh. The Sefer HaChinuch says, V'noeg Isser Zeh b'chol makam b'chol zman, b'zecharmu b'nekevis, aval ein chiyav malkus, kiyim b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim. She'ru'uya ha-behema l'karban. That is a mysterious shita. It sounds like from the Chinuch it's still Daraisa today, but there's no malkus. And he's passing like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's Daraisa. Right? The question is, why is it Daraisa? Isn't it a function of being able to be makriv of the animal? There's a Gemara Avodah Zarah that sounds like it's Darabanan. The Minchas Chinuch says, oh, maybe it's the Rambam and the Chinuch Lashitaso. That Gemara over there is assuming the full Kedushas Aris doesn't exist anymore. Lo Kishel Asilavo. But the Rambam and the Chinuch holds Kishel Ashaita, Kishel Asilavo. It still exists. So that's why, theoretically, we could give Karbanas today. We just are tameh, we don't know where to put the mizbeach, we have technical problems why we can't give karbanos, but theoretically the chiyuv is still here. That's why there's still an issa daraisa of being matam mum b'kachim. The question then is, so why isn't there malchus? Why is there malchus? If it's daraisa, so there should even be malchus. That's a question that is dealt with. Look in the stipler in Avodah Zarah, Simin Zayin, he discusses that problem. But either way, so that case, in the case where somebody is matal mum, he puts mum, he cuts off a piece of the ear of a bechor, vames, and then the one who does that dies, kansu b'no acharav, if we say that we are kones, the children, in that case. That they cannot partake of the animal, mishum di isur daraisa hi. Maybe only there because he violated, the father violated the isur daraisa. Aval hacha isur d'rabanan. Maybe that does not have any bearing on our case, where the sale of the Eved Kanani to a guy is only an isur d'rabanan. So maybe here you would not be konis to children. V'im tim salam, and if you want to compare it to another case, there's an isur d'rabanan of specifically scheduling work that I have to do on Chol HaMoed. We know there are 5 heterim of work on Chol HaMoed, but what if I was mechavein malachti? And then all of a sudden it's a davar ha'avid because I left it for Chol HaMoed. So that's also the Rabbanan were kones in that case. And even if you want to say in the case of kivin malachtu b'chol HaMoed, one, we do not say the knas. We do not say that we're kones the children. Mishum delo avari sura. Because there, he didn't do something usher yet. It was like Sheva Altaseh. He didn't do work. He died right before Yantif. So now, are we going to allow the children to do the Dover Avid on Yantif or not? Well, the father didn't actively do something wrong yet. Right? He was going to.
but he did it. So maybe that's where we don't say the knas passes on. Hachamai, but here he did. Here he sold the Eved to the guy. L'didei kanzer rabbanan v'halesa. So in our case, do we say we're only kones him, and he's not here? O dilma l'mamoni kanzer rabbanan v'isa. Or do we say, no, we're kones the property v'ha'isa, and the property is here? Right, that's the shayla asked. The same question comes up in the other places in Shas, in the case, and the same answers are given. We always quote this sugya, the Mishnah in Shvias. Amar Tani Tua, we learned it in the Mishnah in Shvias. Sadesh in his kavtsa b'Shvias, a field that had thorns taken out of it in Shvias. What is that? Rashi says that is an Issa d'Rabbanan. Right? Avodas Karka in Shemitah, it's not like Shabbos. There's only four actions that are mentioned in the Torah. And we might add on one more, which we'll mention in a second, but planting, right, the ones that are mentioned in the Torah. So, Sadesh is Kafza B'Shvias, if I take out thorns in Shemitah, Tizar the Motzai Shvias, I'm allowed to work the land right after Shemitah, even though I violated Nisa D'Rabbanan, it's okay. I am not kones that. Nitaiva o Nidaira, what if I did Nitaiva or Nidaira, which is some type of Deoraisa working of the land? So then, with fertilizer, so lotis are alamotsoi shvias. Then there's a knas. You can't. V'yam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Naktinan, and we hold, Heitaiva v'meis, b'nozara. So you see from there, Alma Ladide Kansur Abanan, Libre Lo Kansur Abanan, right? Even by a Daraisa, right? We're not Kones the Son, and therefore it would be able so to hear. We wouldn't be Kones the Son by the sale of the Eved. Amar Abaya, Abaya also has on another case, Naktinan Time Taro Shel Chaveiro Vameis. If somebody does Hezek Sheino Nikar, he's Matame the Taros of his friend and he dies, also that's a case of Knas, Lo Kansur Abanan Beno Acharav, but we're not Kones the Son. My time Hezek Sheino Nikar, Lo Shme Hezek, Me Ikar Adin. It's not called Hezek, good. Tosis here discusses whether taking out the thorn case, is that taking out detached thorns or attached thorns? Tosis discusses what's the daraisa here, what's the drabanan here, but Tosis in the Tosis Netaiva suggests, and this is a big Shemitah topic, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, Netaiva means charisha, plowing. And that itself is a question, whether Harisha is Daraisa on in Shemitah or not, but Tosfos here holds that it is. And there are many other cases, not quoting the Gemara here. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes other cases of where there's discussions in the poskim whether we are Kones the child. What about Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach? A Jew had Chametz and then he dies after Pesach. So do we say that it's a din of the Chefza? Or do we say that no, it was only on the father and not on the son? That's one case. What about the question he quotes from the Radvaz? We know that Ezra fined the Levium for not coming back to Bayashani. He took Maaser Rishon away from them. So why is that forever? Right? Also, maybe we shouldn't be Kones Bno Acharav. That's the Radvaz's kasha. Only they didn't come back. But maybe the later generations, they didn't do anything wrong. So that's case comes up. The Gemara talks about three or four cases, but there are other cases as well. Okay. Ola chutz la'aretz, Tana Rabbanan, says the Tosefta. Hamocher abdo l'chutz la'aretz, yasa l'cheirus, v'tzara get shichrur, me rabo sheni. He sells his eved to chutz la'aretz. So up until now we're talking about the Akum line. Now we're talking about chutz la'aretz. He sells him to chutz la'aretz, he goes free, v'tzara get shichrur, me rabo sheni. And the rabo sheni, though, has to set him free, even though the ikur isser is on the seller, but here the buyer allowed the seller to succeed in what he was trying to do, and therefore we'd force the Rabo Sheni to free him. That's the language of the Rishash. The Iker is on the seller, but we force the buyer also. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pamim Yatsa, Pamim Lo Yatsa. No, there's different times. Sometimes he would go free, sometimes he wouldn't. Case that. It depends what's written in the Shtar. Omar Ploni Avdi Machartiel Ploni Antuchi. If he says, I'm selling my Eved to so and so Antuchi, the Antuchite. Lo Yatsa, who says that he lives in Chutz La'aretz? Lo Yatsa, he doesn't automatically go free. Because the seller sold him to a certain foreigner, but he could live in Eretz Yisrael. Liantuchi Shebantuchia Yatsa. If he writes to the star, I'm selling him to so-and-so in such and such faraway land, so then we could assume that is Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he has to be Mishachrer. Vahatanya, but one second, doesn't the Brisa say the opposite? Mechartia la'antuchi Yatsa. La'antuchi ashori belud lo Yatsa. You have to specify Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to specify Chutz La'aretz.
Right? If you just say antuchi without specifying, so that's the stira. Lo kasha hada islay base of Eretz Yisrael, hada islay ushpiz of Eretz Yisrael. No, you look at the buyer whether he has an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. If he has an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, then he could assume that that's where he's going to live. And the burden of proof is on to say it to say chutz laaretz. That's where you have to, only if it says it, you have to be mishachrer. But if he lives in chutz laaretz, and he's staying a little bit in Eretz Yisrael, then even if you just say antuchi, right? So that's good enough to be included in the knas, and you would have to be mishachrer. Last section, boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, ben Bavel shenasa eisha meretz Yisrael. A Bavel that married a woman from Eretz Yisrael, v'yechnisa lo avadim mishfachos, and she and her dowry brings in avadim. But he's from Bavel, and he's planning to go back to Bavel. V'day talach or mavza, what's the case there? Where there are avadim now in the marriage that are going to be going to chutz la'aretz. Tiboy lamanda amar hadinimo, tiboy lamanda amar hadinimo, and the machlokes is, according to either opinion, machlokes elsewhere in Meseches, comes up in other places, Yevamis, whether at the end of a marriage, and the woman is going to try to get her dowry back, could she get her items back? Or is she just entitled to the value of her items? Right? L'mandamar adinimo means he can just give the value. Adinima means she gets the items back. So, tiboy l'mandamar adinima. There's a question, even according to the mandamar, that says adinima, meaning she's going to get her avadim back. Kivanta adinima kididadami. It's still like hers, and therefore the husband does not have to be mishachrer, because it's going to go back to her eventually if something's going to happen. And she'll go back to Eretz Yisrael. Odil mano kiva de mishab delay lapera kedide dami. Or do we say no? This is considered as if they're going to him and he's in chutz la'aretz, and that's a problem, and then they would have to go free. Or b'tivay lamandamar adinimo kiva da dinimo kedide damu, since he could always have a handle on these avadim, even if the marriage dissolves, he could just give value. That's why it's considered going to chutz la'aretz. There would have to be a shichrur. Odilma kima de lo kani le legufe kedida dami. Or do we say no? Since he only owned the peiros shebahem, so it's considered still hers. So teku, that question goes unanswered. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue with a couple more avadim issues coming up on the next daf, and then that's it. Then we get to pidyon shvuyim, and then we get to other cases of divorce for the last couple of dafim here in the fourth parak. Okay, we'll stop here.